RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is.
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Well, hello there, everybody. It's Monday morning. What's up? Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We're talking Terry McLaurin contract time, of course. We'll get to that. We got a lot of Terry McLaurin contract talk because the Junkies have a lot of Terry McLaurin contract talk, and AWOD's going to have a lot of Terry McLaurin contract talk noon to 3, and Grant and Danny know their stuff. They're going to be with you on the drive home tonight, 3 to 6 in here for another week. I want to set the table, though. We got a lot of exciting stuff in the non-Terry McLaurin division as well this week. Coming off of a weekend in sports where we had a rain-delayed baseball game at a NASCAR track. You don't hear that sentence every day. We'll dive into that and what happened at Bristol and what happens going forward for Major League Baseball. I hope they do more of those because it's special. You need special events to juice up your sport, and baseball needs every bit of help it can get. We were talking with Gary Hess last week, and I said, you know, talking about the Bryce Harper thing, which I loved. There's going to be a strike. There's going to be a lockout. There's going to be a something. You just feel it in the air in baseball. The owners, I think the owners are going to have a harder time getting their house in order than the players are going to in pushing back this time around, though. Because what Rob Manfred wants, right, salary cap is the word, that doesn't happen unless you bring all the TV deals into the middle and distribute them all equally. That's the secret sauce in the NFL, is that everybody watches Bills Chiefs. Nobody watches Jaguars Browns, but all four teams get an equal cut of the TV pie when it gets distributed. There's ways to make more money. There's ways to elevate. But on the whole, every dollar that gets made off of the league and its popularity turns into a 32-way divided pie for the team, the teams, and everybody involved in the NFL. Baseball doesn't have that. But you're going to go, the teams in the middle don't care. The teams at the bottom are for it. But you're going to go to the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, the teams at the top end, and you're going to tell them, hey, Los Angeles, you know how you have a TV deal where you're live in Japan every morning and you're one of the most popular television shows in Japan, Dodgers baseball, because you've invested in your superstar and invested in a team with Japanese talent and you've got one of the greatest baseball players since Babe Ruth. What if we gave some of that money to the Pittsburgh Pirates? Because that seems fair. Oh, that's not going to fly. No, everybody understands that's not going to fly. It will be curious to see if Rob Manfred can get the owners in line before they make their demands of the players next year. Whatever that demand is, of course, will certainly end in a player strike or an owner lockout. That feels like a near certainty at this point. But baseball's enjoyable. Yankees are bad. We're going to get to that. Yankees making mental errors. You better believe we're going to get to that. This show stands for very few things, but one of them is pointing out when the New York Yankees are having a rough time of it. A fun show announcement for you this morning. We're going to be down in Blacksburg on Wednesday and Thursday. So, well, yeah, let's unspool that a little. Wednesday is Virginia Tech football media day. We're going to get you ready for the 2025 Virginia Tech football season. Media day is going to start after we're off the air, though. So we're not going to be, we'll be live in Blacksburg, but we won't be live at Virginia Tech football media day. I'll let you run the numbers on that. School's out. It's summertime. You don't have to do the math there. You can just believe me when I tell you we'll have a great show Wednesday morning. We'll probably talk about all the things we normally talk about. We'll do those interviews with Virginia Tech players, and then you'll hear those throughout the show on Thursday and Friday, which will give you something to look forward to. We'll probably load them up on Friday as part of the Friday Fun Show. You get some brand new material, some interviews with everybody associated with Virginia Tech football. They'll all be there, and we'll get a chance to watch practice in Blacksburg, which, as you know, is becoming an increasingly rare treat in college sports. Most college football coaches have put practice now fully off limits to the media, to the press. You remember back in the day, Frank Beamer would chat with you during practice. He'd tell you what was going on, explain the practice to you. Those days are long gone. Paranoia is in. This is the conference of Bill Belichick, after all. Paranoia is in the ACC, but we'll get a chance to watch a little Virginia Tech football practice. They've always been good about making sure we get access a day a week or 2 days a week of the reporters covering the team do to keep you posted on who's practicing, who's not practicing, get those baseline injury updates, which, you know, not just for the gamblers, but you calibrate expectations off of that. And, the stories we tell get calibrated off of that as well. So I'm excited to get down to Blacksburg. As you know, I've not been the sunniest of sunshines on this year's Virginia Tech football season. And that's probably not going to change coming out of Wednesday. Although anytime, when you talk to Brent Pry, you get excited about football. You can't help but love football after you talk to him. Yeah, Brent Pry, Hokie football. He loves it. He lives for this stuff. And you get excited when you hear from Brent Pry. So that'll be good. It doesn't change. They're going to get smoked by South Carolina, Shane Beamer and the Beamer Bowl in the opener. But man, I think it's all in week two. It's all in that Vandy game right now. I'm sure we'll talk about the move they made going into the weekend as well, buying out the Old Dominion series, try to create some more appealing matchups, try to get a bigger slice of that ACC TV pie, which probably means some Friday football games going forward. That Miami game last year, now obviously thrilling conclusion to that Virginia Tech-Miami football game, but that game, it was their highest rated game of the season, and Friday night you play all by yourself. The TV audience is smaller, but you get all of it. Those are the things that are going to be good for them in the coming years. So we'll talk about that. We talked about Penn State some last year because I said I think Penn State's going to be good this year. And I like talking about Penn State football. There's a tradition. There's all that. There's James Franklin. He's a bit of a wild card. He used his media day over the weekend on Saturday to complain. This is what James Franklin said. He said, "We were a drive away from playing for the national championship last year. 99% of the programs in the country would be jacked about that. I don't know if that's necessarily the case here. I love it. He is laying the groundwork for the disappointment already. He is already playing the I'm underappreciated card. should be a phenomenal year. They're picked to win the Big Ten and deservedly so. Big early season game against Oregon. Bit of a wild card there. Look, new college football playoff. The best you can hope for is to be in the mix, right? In an average football year, and I do think last year was an average football year, there's just not a ton of separation between number one and number four nationally. Now, I think probably the right team won it all last year in Ohio State, but you've got, I mean, you had Penn State beat Ohio State, right? There's so many variables. I think Penn State would have beat Ohio State, rather. There's so many variables. You got Texas. What if they had played Arch Manning? That's a variable because they were hanging in that game at halftime. Notre Dame, which made it to the title game. They were very good, but lost to Northern Illinois. The best you can hope for is to be in the mix. Penn State will be in the mix. Is that enough? Is there a thing where James Franklin is going to be the new Ryan Day, the ire of the fan base, but he keeps winning, so everybody just kind of deals with it? WNBA news as well. The Connecticut Sun got purchased. The owner says he's going to move them to Boston. So they're the team that plays in the casino in Connecticut, the Mohegan Sun. And when they started, that was to take advantage of the popularity of UConn basketball, which at the time when it was formed, you remember UConn basketball, Dynasty, all those things. That was to take advantage of that. But over time, WNBA has become more of a big city league. So this guy's bought the team, plans to relocate him to Boston. The WNBA put out a statement right after the sale basically saying, no, you can't. They want to protect their right to sell an expansion team into Boston because that's how numbers work. You sell an expansion team. They just sold three of them. That's more money for all the owners to divvy out who got in out of the gate. It's a record price, $325 million for the team. I'm guessing they're not paying $325 million to keep a WNBA team at a casino in Connecticut. I'll be curious about that. The fact that somebody is buying a WNBA team for $325 million tells me we're definitely getting a strike when the CBA expires next year. And I think this is a solvable problem now. I think the problem has created the solution in a lot of ways, and everybody's going to go to the table and, fight over every penny. I get that. But, part of it was the WNBA teams did not turn profits for a long time. They were kind of a philanthropic cause. Well, now there's enough money in there that they do. So you can go to just paying the players a percentage of the money coming in. Do it NFL style. NFL style is easy. This is how they keep labor peace. When the TV networks cut their checks every year, 47% goes to the players. And that's it. That's the end of the story. And the owners keep the other 53. And that's, what if everybody makes more money? Then everybody makes more money proportionally, right? There's no, we added an 18th game. We're going to put it in our pockets. Nuts. We added an 18th game. Here's 47% of it. You're welcome. And I think the WNBA will go to that when it's time as well. Today's not the day to talk WNBA labor strife, though. We'll hear from Jaden Daniels before the program's over. He was doing some interviews this weekend with the NFL Network, which was on hand. Dez Bryant and Jerry Jones beefing. It's got something to do with Micah Parsons. We'll fill you in on the latest out of Jerry World. That's always exciting. You know we got to start with Terry McLaurin, though, and we will do that. Monday's show off and rolling. You're listening tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
910 The Fan, keeping you moving on a Monday morning in Richmond. Welcome aboard. Lots to catch up on over the weekend. We're going to do a baseball segment later. Looking forward to that. We're going to do a lot of football, and then we're going to get you ready. College football's coming at you before long as well. We'll be in Blacksburg on Wednesday, Virginia Tech Football Media Day, and you'll hear a lot of those interviews in the Thursday and Friday programs. So it's a big week for the Commanders. We enter Monday, game week now. They are playing preseason football on Friday, and just as important, they're doing the joint practice with the Patriots on Wednesday up there in Foxborough. As you know, those joint practice reps have become a lot more important than the game reps because they're controlled, because the coaches can dictate time and situation. Those have become more important than the preseason games themselves, and so we'll keep a close eye on that. That's now 2 days away. That's Wednesday. We'll be in Blacksburg. They'll be up in Foxborough with the Patriots. And a fun matchup, right, because of the quarterback intrigue, of course, and Jaden Daniels going number two last year. I don't think the Patriots are mad they got Drake May at three. And it's a different learning curve because we also know the Patriots had such a terrible offensive line last year. They've been rebuilding a lot of their roster for Drake May. And I think everybody saw good things from him. Preseason game last year was here when those two teams met. I don't think anybody's down on his development. I think they're very happy they have him in New England. This could be, when the dust settles, a historic quarterback class. If J.J. McCarthy succeeds, if Michael Penix succeeds, I think we're seeing the early signs of Bo Nix having some success, right? And then whatever is going on with Caleb Williams in Chicago, that's, man, maybe we'll dive into that deeper later in the show, but with him, the clip going around, he was bad at the open practice the other day. Of course, the open practice being the one all the fans see and tweet about. Ben Johnson's got a tough gig there because he's got to coach him hard. And it does seem like he's a guy who's never really been coached hard before. And that's tough as a first-time NFL coach. It's easier as a Dan Quinn, even if it's a Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who, hey, I've seen a lot of things. You ain't it. Get back to work. It's different as a first-time head coach, you're also learning the building, managing the building, all those things. So that's a tricky one there. I still think there's a ton of natural talent there, and we'll see if he can unlock it or not. But yeah, they're in Foxborough on Wednesday. We've got the Commanders-Patriots joint practice, and then, of course, Friday night, the preseason game against the Patriots, all of which is to say it's time to start figuring out who's on this roster. Now, Dan Quinn says Sam Cosmi is still not ruled out for week one. I still don't think he'll play week one. Brandon Coleman left practice the other day. We'll get an update from DQ. He sounds like he's not going to practice today, but may travel with the team and just see how things are going on a day-to-day basis. But it's another week, and right, the first preseason game is not the most momentous of preseason games by any stretch, but it's another opportunity to say, man, where's Terry McLaurin? And the Terry McLaurin talk continues to just dominate this team right now. Is it a distraction? No, I don't believe it's a distraction in the sense that they're still getting the work done they need to get done. Is it a concern? I think it's absolutely a concern at this point. I just don't understand why the team is playing Russian roulette with really one of the more important off seasons you've had in a long time from a holistic standpoint. I'm not calling the AWOL. I'm not saying it's the most important off season ever. Although if it were the most important off season ever, you'd be signing your star receiver. You'd be giving him money. I feel very confident about that. It's the stadium, the rebuilding, the fan base. These things don't happen in a vacuum. You don't have this giant store of goodwill to fall back on. You've got one season of success, and you could fall backwards really quickly. And without Terry, I think you could. You've also got the cap space. This is what continues to confuse me. You've got the money. People are, you got to pay Jaden Daniels in 3 years. That is so far away. That has nothing to do with this contract. This one's going to be off the. What if you want Debo instead? You don't. I'll tell you that right now. Debo could have a great season, and you still want Terry over Debo. He's a team player, a guy everybody likes, and the point's been raised. If this is how they treat the stars who do everything that's asked of them, multiple-time Good Guy Award winners, how are they going to treat everybody else? I think it's kind of a chilling effect in the locker room, and I think there's real concern of, is this going to be a regular event here of them driving hard bargains down to the end? There's definitely two sides here. And you know, Terry's agent has been there every day talking the tough game. I would of course love to see a little bit less of him around the facility and a little bit more of, you know, just keeping their head down and negotiating. I get that they're trying to negotiate in public. I also understand every time there's a contract dispute, fans instinctively side with the team. And this is one of the rare cases. Look, I'm 100% Team Terry here. I've made no bones about that. This is one of the few situations where I feel like the fans are divided and it's not a straight shut up and get back to playing, shut up and dribble, right? That's the traditional response to a player who is holding out or a player who's demanding a new contract. Fans don't like that. I feel like with Terry, he's the one who's earned the benefit of the doubt over the years through everything he's done on the field, off the field, in the community that the team has not done yet, that they're going to do and that they say they're going to do, but that they haven't done yet. And so Terry gets a little bit of benefit of the doubt here, which is enormously beneficial for him. There's also the complications of when they get to start playing the games, it's going to be a different story because fans want to see the winners. And I get why Terry can't sign a deal. You can't just play on this deal because they'll franchise tag him. And then he's 32 years old and he's looking for a long-term deal. I know you don't get long-term deals in the NFL as a receiver at 32 years old. I just don't understand why they're not taking care of this right here, right now. It's such a small amount of money to smooth this over, get your star receiver out there, and, you know, remove this. Let everybody know this. We think this could be a special season. I don't think they've lost anything in terms of preparation. I really don't. But I also think this conversation has consumed the fan base at a time where there should be a lot more optimism around the team. And of course, Terry not playing in New England will just bring it up again. on Friday and then bring it up again at the joint practices where everybody's at. And then, you know, Debo Samuel's got whatever's going on with his finger. It's a precarious game. I think the team, traditionally the team has all the leverage, right? They, you know, they've changed the rules. They made it very, very hard to actually hold out. I think Terry's got a lot of leverage too. I think he understands the importance of this season and the importance of him being out there. You also saw him the other day, right? This is, I don't think Terry's holding this against any, but you saw him the other day dapping up Jaden's mom, dapping up Josh Harris. I think he's just turned it over to his agent, let the agent be the bad guy, which is the correct move there. And then, you know, he's ready to roll when the time comes. And hopefully the time will come soon, because I know we are all tired of talking about it. Monday morning on The Fan, we'll dive into all things Commanders. We'll hear from Dan Quinn when he addresses the media this morning. We've got a Cliff Kingsbury appearance after practice as well. That'll probably be in AWOD territory. He takes over at noon. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Commanders. Monday morning edition. Baseball, just like NASCAR, gets the rain out at Bristol. It's a bit of a tradition. It's Bristol, baby. We'll dive into that. In hour number two, of course, more to say about Terry McLaurin, because look, I get it. I'm tired of talking about it too. But until he's on the team, that's the major story. And I'll add this, that I don't think this fan base has been through anything like this in recent memory. The closest I've got is the Kirk Cousins contract disputes. But I think that Kirk Cousins, of course, you remember in the famous Bruce Allen thing where he called him by the wrong name and then pretended he just had a weird Southern accent that made him say Kirk as Kurt. Those were wild times. That's the last majorly contentious contract negotiation here. But even then, you know, when we were, I was writing then, but when we were taking comments, when they were taking calls, when Mike Maniscalco or whoever was taking calls on here, or Wes or whoever was here, when they were taking calls, people were split on whether they wanted Kirk Cousins on the team or not. That was not a slam dunk thing, like, and they were negotiating over numbers. There was a decent percentage of people, me included, by the way, who said, I'm not sure this is a good idea to commit to Kirk Cousins at $50 million a year as a long-term quarterback, or to commit to Kirk Cousins at any price tag as the long-term quarterback, because you're chasing greatness here, and he's not greatness, he's just pretty goodness. And that's not an insult to Kirk Cousins, who I actually genuinely like as a person, but if you're in the NFL, there are two ways to win. You can have a quarterback on a rookie contract, or you can have one of the five best quarterbacks in football. That's the only way to do it. The only way to do it. The only team that has won the Super Bowl in recent memory that maybe cuts against that grain is the Eagles. Because I don't think Jalen Hurts is a top five, but dang if he isn't really good. We sleep on how good he is, and also they have the number one GM in football by far, and they assemble a great roster around him every year, and that allows them to work through a lot of it. That's the only situation, right? Everything else is a quarterback who's either elite or on a rookie deal, and you're working around him. And yes, I think Matthew Stafford is unquestionably elite, right? That's the other one you'd say when the Rams made it to the Super Bowl. But again, you see some rookie contract guys make it too, because you can invest around it. Point being, the Kirk Cousins thing was contentious. The Terry thing, I think 100% of people want Terry McLaurin on this year's football team. I know Awan and I had our crosstalk, and maybe we'll revisit that here in the next segment. Awan soured on Terry. All right, I get that. I think a lot of fans have soured on Terry. Good, you don't want to be here. Get out of town. The tough guy approach. But at the same time, even those people would be like, yeah, he's a great wide receiver. I want him on the team. We're talking about numbers, not do you want him at all. With Kirk Cousins, it was do you want him at all. There hasn't been a player good enough to have this kind of dispute. Trent Williams, but with Trent, it wasn't about the money. It was about them not misdiagnosing brain cancer that he had to have surgically removed, right? That's just a whole different thing that's not the same as just fighting over money. We haven't done anything like this in a long time. And that's why we're talking about it a lot, because it's what y'all want to talk about. It's what I want to talk about. Like, I wish we had other topics, but I acknowledge that is topic number one with the Washington Commanders right now. So we'll dive back into that. But I wanted to give some airtime to the stadium situation as well. Boy, if that isn't a long introduction to, let's talk about the RFK Stadium situation for a minute. On Friday, they passed the bill, the DC City Council did, to build a new Commander Stadium at RFK. We've crossed the goal line now. We're just waiting on video review. That's about where we're at here. We've got 100% of the votes we need to make this happen. We have a weird situation where the president is threatening to hold it hostage. There's always going to be a lawsuit from some neighborhood groups. We're waiting on that. That will happen. So we're waiting on the instant replay to confirm the touchdown. But we've reached the end zone. We have 100% of the votes we need. You know what that means. Cue the music. It's time for a montage of RFK memories from the team set to Josh Harris waxing poetic about how great this place is going to be.
This is our spiritual home. This is where all those Lombardi trophies were won. So it's all part of who we are and where we're going. I was one of those fans. I mean, I remember, honestly, some of my earliest memories, some of my best memories were starting with going back way back to Sonny Jurgensen, Billy Kilmer, you know, watching those incredible teams play. And I remember walking down East Capitol Street with so many people that were spilling up on the sidewalks, and you walk in RFK and there'd be like this war, you know, and the place was so tight that you'd feel it shaking. You know, we're bringing that back again. We want that feeling and we want that location. It ties the city together and it's gonna be incredible, and I can't wait to get started. It's once in a generation. I mean, DC has never had an investment this big, never happened. It's gonna change that neighborhood, create multiple new neighborhoods, create an entertainment venue, housing, an incredible place for people to watch the best acts in the world and Washington football. If you're one of the best acts in the world, of course you're going to play inside of the Capitol.
Heck yeah, all the big name acts, except the ones that are going to skip RFK to play the Allianz Amphitheater in Richmond, Virginia. Let's go. They've heard they got a cut of the beer revenues there. I'm going out there tomorrow night, Mumford & Sons, which, I mean, look, if you're a 40-year-old white dude, it doesn't get better than that. Nice weather. Riverfront Amphitheater, Mumford & Sons, that's checking a lot of my white guy boxes right there. Big time street cred right there. No, but Josh Harris is right. This is about more than just the football stadium. This is also about the iconicness of the venue, the location. It's in a literal street line with the U.S. Capitol and the Washington Monument, right? I mean, you can't beat that for location, for symbolism. You know, if there's ever an East Coast Olympics, it rises to the top of the list as being a venue for that. If there's ever, another World Cup here, it rises to the list of being a venue capable of hosting the finals of that Women's World Cup when it comes. It will be in that rotation, in that orbit. The Super Bowl will be there. The NCAA is going to bring a major event there. Is it a Final Four? Is it a college football title game? Whatever it is, major, major events are going to be there. And that's a big part of it. And congrats to everybody who worked on that, because these things are not easy to do. You can ask Luis Lucas about that. You can ask the Washington Wizards and Ted Leonsis about that. No matter how easy these things seem, these are tough deals to put together. Kudos to them for putting this deal together. That's a big deal right there, getting this done, presumably done. We'll wait for the land to move. We'll wait for RFK to implode. But it looks like we've crossed the finish line here in the new RFK project. One thing that's sitting weird with me is the glorification of ownership and obviously specifically Josh Harris as being a fan of the team growing up. And this is nothing personal against him. He was a fan of the team growing up. He did grow up in D.C. That was kind of the last guy's shtick, though. It feels a little bit like that first year when Dan Quinn was like, the important thing here is you got to build a great culture. I just like twitch. Like, that's what the last guy said for four straight years. That was his bit. And we don't like him. Again, nothing personal. This is something I need to get over. This is not something Josh Harris needs to get over. Because he was a fan. Because this is emotionally significant to him. In addition to being very financially significant to him. You know, the 15 investors he brought on, this is their payoff. This is what they've worked towards. But also, just that little bit of me like, oh, that's what the last guy said. We were supposed to trust the last guy because he was a fan of the team. It didn't work out well. It worked out really, really poorly, actually. I want to like you, Josh Harris, because you're working, like, really hard. But man, that's the last guy's shtick. I'm not saying don't do it, because that's obviously a big part of it. And the big music and the return to RFK and the get it shaken and all that stuff. But man, every time I see that, I was like, ah. Hey, somebody had a tweet the other day. May have been A1. I don't know. It was, Josh Harris was signing autographs. I never saw Dan Snyder signing autographs, but he did. Back in the 2013 training camp, he did sign autographs for fans. It was like the fan in chief. He was the number one fan. Now, I don't have to tell you things are very different, and I'm not suggesting things aren't very different, because they are very different. And the big, big difference, of course, is that Josh Harris lets football people make football decisions, including Adam Peters right now with the Terry situation. Adam Peters is being fully empowered to make this decision as far as we know, or at least he hasn't been meddled with yet. Big differences. Congrats to them for getting the RFK Stadium, and it really is a big deal. We know about venues here. Amphitheater, of course, new baseball stadium opens next year. No Squirrels baseball tonight. Their road trip continues. Tomorrow, we'll check in with Trey Wilson for Tuesdays with Trey then. But this Monday program marches on right now. We're back after this. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Commanders and the Flying Squirrels. This is 910 The Fan.
105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Talking baseball. Talking NASCAR. Talking baseball at NASCAR. It's Bristol, baby, and it rained, and everybody was really salty about that. You know I've got some thoughts on the New York Yankees. I love it. Between the New York Yankees making mental errors all over the place and the Dallas Cowboys doing whatever they're doing with Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons and that strategy, it's a golden era for teams I love to hate. We love to see it. We love it when these things happen. So we'll get to the Yankees. And will we get to the Cowboys? Yeah, we're going to get to the Cowboys. Don't you worry about that. This show's available in podcast form, MP on the mic. Grab it online. Wherever you are, wherever you get your podcasts, you can enjoy this program Monday through Friday, since that's when we make it. We take the weekends off to recharge so we can come back, be ready to roll. AWOD Radio's at the home of OG Burger Night. You know where that is. It's Capital Ale House in Innsbruck, and he is live noon to 3 today. Does he have thoughts on baseball at NASCAR? Probably not as intensely as I do. I'm just going to say it. I have strong, intense thoughts about this. So Major League Baseball, and this is, we're just going to come out with a bona fide great idea. There's 162 baseball games each year. It is uniquely situated to allow them to try to do different things. And they tried something new over the weekend. They staged a baseball game in the infield at Bristol Motor Speedway, the NASCAR track. That's fantastic. Apparently, NHL representatives were there to look into potentially moving a hockey game there in the next couple of years. I love that too. Give me all the gimmicks, all the things. Blooper, the Braves mascot, driving a car around in the track, them doing the pre-race stuff, the flyovers, the everything. That's what you need to do if you're Major League Baseball. Of course, there's one thing they could not plan for, and that is the weather, and that is exactly what happened on Saturday night.
Thanks, Kevin. Michael, do we have a decision on tonight?
Well, Ken, we're going to suspend tonight's game. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, resume.
And what is the forecast tomorrow?
Well, we are optimistic that better weather forecast for tomorrow.
Michael, thanks very much. Kevin, you heard it right there. Back to you.
Let's put that in the scorebook as no baseball. A little bit of baseball. They played a tiny, tiny amount of baseball. Then they threw the tarps on. Then they said, come back Sunday. No business here. All right. Here's my take. Because, look, this was a cool event, and there were a lot of people complaining about it who attended afterward, and I'm not going to tell them they can't complain. This is America. If you want to complain, you should complain. That's how this country works. But if you've ever attended a NASCAR race, and especially one at Bristol, you know there are logistical issues. People are going, the concessions are bad, the parking's terrible, I have to take a shuttle. Yes, that's how NASCAR works. There's 80,000 people in that small area. They use it twice a year. A baseball stadium gets used at least 82 times a year, probably more than that. There's parking. They feed people every night. At NASCAR, they don't do those things. You bring a cooler to NASCAR, right? You tailgate in the parking lot. You don't mind taking a shuttle because it's a thing you do every once in a while. And so I'm not sympathetic to the people who discovered what it's like to go to a NASCAR race for the first time. It's not as convenient as a baseball game. You knew what you were signing up for. And they gave him a great show. Here's the thing, though. Why couldn't they just have played in it? And this is my NASCAR take, too. As you know, they don't drive in the rain. I drive in the rain. I drive my car in the rain. The NASCARs, I've been told, allegedly, is the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. Stock cars are cars that I could drive. That's the appeal of NASCAR, right? Here they are. They're Mustangs and Camaros and all these fun cars. So why can't they drive in the rain? Nobody's ever sufficiently explained that to me. They might crash more. Awesome. Thank you. Yes, I'm in. I'm 100% in on that. What are we missing here? What am I missing here? Might impact the performance. Yes, again, that's the point of it. Slap some windshield wipers on those suckers. Let's go racing. Same with Major League Baseball, because it was not. Now it did get to be a heavy rain, but I would say for the first hour, it was mist to light rain. Now, I'm not suggesting they play 162 baseball games a year in the rain. There are important reasons they don't play in the rain. And of course, the squirrels deal with this all the time. Don't call them. They'll tell you. We've been through this all before. But if you've got 85,000 people packed into a NASCAR stadium to see something, and you're telling them they're going to see something, that's a special one-off event. For one night, they need to tough it out and play in the rain. As a kid, we played in the rain. Played baseball in the rain. Is it going to go as smoothly? No. But again, there's 162 of them, and you're at a NASCAR track. So we're not standing on ceremony to begin with. The great sport of baseball does not play in the rain because it would mess with the performance of these world-class athletes. We've messed with the performance of these world-class athletes. We have deposited them in Bristol, Virginia, and told them, or Bristol, Tennessee, or Bristol, wherever the Bristol is, I don't know which Bristol it is. It's one of the two. We've deposited them in Bristol, and we've told them, well, why don't you play baseball here? Well, this looks like a NASCAR track. Yeah, we think we could sell some tickets to that. So we've lost the plot so far. We're so far away from losing the plot here. We're so far away from having the plot here. I think it's an easy call. Make them play in the rain. But I don't, again, I'm not going to throw a bone to the people who are complaining, like, oh, it was really hard to get to. Yeah, that's how it works. F1 races in the rain. NASCAR needs to race in the rain, too. A lot of sports. We can't do it in the rain. Sports that legitimately can't function in the rain. And, you know, basketball's indoors, hockey's indoors, so those don't count. Sports that legitimately couldn't function in the rain. Tennis is probably a legit no in the rain. You get, if the floor gets slippery, like now you got injuries, right? I don't think anybody's going to injure themselves swinging at a wet baseball. I don't think the pitchers are going to injure themselves trying to throw a wet baseball. We can give them a little towel or something if they need it. Again, we all played in the rain as kids growing up. These are things we did. Tennis is a no in the rain. Like, track's fine in the rain. They run in the rain. Most of the field events are good in the rain. Football, of course, they do play in the rain. In football, unless it's the Hall of Fame game, and then they don't, because they don't want to get wet. It seems to me that the problem is with baseball here, and not with the track or anything else. It was supposed to be cool, and it was cool. That's the thing. I want to come back to that. It was a great idea by Major League Baseball. Play a game at the NASCAR track, get 85,000 people there, celebrate baseball. They had a great pre-show. They did 95% of it right. And you know, some people aren't going to like being in a NASCAR track for obvious reasons that include the concessions are not good at a NASCAR track. The amenities are not good at a NASCAR track. That's because they use it twice a year. It's not an every night baseball stadium kind of situation. It's not new stadium at RFK kind of situation. Slap some windshield wipers on the cars. NASCAR is a sport that can absolutely work in the rain. Horse racing, I think the horses race in the rain, right? We got horse racing in the rain, but we can't do car racing in the rain. I'm trying to think of other outdoor sports that would shut down for rain. There's not a lot of them. Volleyball, I'm assuming they play volleyball in the rain, right? Maybe the water gets in your eyes a bit or something. You spike the ball and water goes splashing. I don't know. Seems like there's a lot of sports you can play in the rain. I'm putting baseball on that list, at least for one night. Give everybody a show, or at least enough of a show, that when it does start raining hard and you do have to call it and it is unsafe, people could say, oh, well, I got six innings of baseball. I got the show. I got what I came here for. I'm also curious about getting all those cars out of there, too, because I know that about NASCAR tracks as well. Those aren't lovely paved parking lots, because, again, they use them twice a year. Like over at RIR, is a dirt parking lot. When it rains,
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is sloppy over there. I do know that for sure. How are they going to get those cars out of there? It's another good question. That one for another time. Funniest thing I ever saw at NASCAR. What was it? The Indy cars were there, I think. No, I don't know if it was Indy car or NASCAR. Maybe it was an Indy car driver at NASCAR. I don't know. Either way, we were in a rain delay. And one of the fans, one of the drivers went out to the parking lot to the fans, and he was like rolling off $100 bills and asking them to do ridiculous things. This was about the time of the MTV show. You remember the one, Johnny Knoxville. Can I say the name of that on the air? I don't know. I'm not going to find out today. But it was that show. And so he's running around the parking lot with $100 bills, getting people to do crazy things. One of the challenges, like, you know, the porta potties get super gross at NASCAR. He told somebody if they could stay in the porta potty for 30 minutes, he'd pay them $100. They're things like that, right? That's good, good clean rain of fun as well, except for the person in the porta potty, I guess. Baseball in Bristol. I like the idea. Tough break for baseball. Do it again sometime. Hockey game there'd be fun too. Do a road show down there. We're gonna do a road show down to Southwest Virginia this week, Wednesday. So Wednesday's show will be on the road to Blacksburg, and then Thursday and Friday we will play you the interviews from Virginia Tech Football Media Day, get you ready for the Virginia Tech football season. You know where you will hear that, and it is in fact right here. Your home of the Squirrels, your home of the Commanders, and Hokie football all season long. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Rise Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I got so worked up in that segment. I said I wanted to talk about the Yankees, because I do want to talk about the Yankees, but I got so worked up in that segment that I did not get to the Yankees, because I was talking about why couldn't they just play baseball in the rain for a little while. You guys are helpfully suggesting other courts you can't. The only other sport I came up with that you couldn't play in the rain was tennis. People weigh in golf as well. I get that. Yeah, you don't want to be slipping and sliding, tearing up the divots. I'll allow golf. Cricket, apparently, also. But that's, cricket's just baseball. I don't get cricket. I know The Athletic does cricket coverage now. You know, The Athletic, the website owned by the New York Times, which I you know, love to go to for sports news, they've started highlighting cricket on the page, and it's more of a fascination for me than an actual, like, interest. But, you know, these cricket matches last weeks. They're tests, and they last weeks. I'm not at, like, the George level of fandom. I bet George is into cricket. But I'm not at the cricket level of sports fandom yet. I do the F1. Great F1 race yesterday. None of y'all want to hear me talk about the F1 race, so I'll give you my thoughts real quick. Between Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri. I love that McLaren is so far in front that they're winning the team by so much that they're able to just let the two drivers be like, eh, have fun. Whoever wins, wins. That's the good stuff. None of this teammates, number one, number two, shenanigans kind of situation. I am here for a quality intra-team duel. Those are the two best drivers. Don't pick a winner. Let them pick a winner on the track. And by the way, if they crash and wreck each other at some point, this is what's great about it. It doesn't matter because they're so far ahead of everybody else. I love that because they're so far ahead of everybody else, they're going to be able to let them do that. So Formula One's in their little summer mini break now. They're not back until the end of August. I think it's going to be a fun end of the season because it's two drivers on the same team fighting for the championship, which you never get to see. And that means they don't have any teammates to do dirty work for them. Right? You know, when Lewis Hamilton, Max Verstappen, these guys, when they're winning, they got teammates who are there boxing out, blocking, doing things for them. They don't have that right now because it's their own team. They got the same car. They got the same instruction. I like that. I think we're coming in for a good finish to the F1 season. Maybe we do. We'll talk to our guy Ben Azir about that. Now get some live Formula One coverage. We'll go around the world with Formula One. Do the show live from the paddock each weekend. That's a second Formula One reference in the last 2 weeks. If you're keeping score, because we did the grid walk with the beat walk last week with the Washington Commanders reporters, all of which is to say it's time to make fun of the New York Yankees. That's a very important function this show serves. We plan on rising to that occasion. Aaron Boone is the manager of the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees look like a little league team right there, and I apologize if there are any little league teams out there that are offended by that statement. Also, no offense to our guy Rich Herrera downstairs, Richmond's Morning News. Rich hosts the Brett Boone podcast. Brett and Aaron Boone, of course, part of the famed Boone baseball family. This isn't about you, Rich. This is about the Yankees. And I love it when things are about the Yankees. And the Yankees are struggling to do the basics. So the other night, they had a runner who didn't know how many outs there were. And there were only two outs, but he started walking off the field. Cost him an opportunity to run in the ninth inning. An incredible gap. Then, over the weekend, Jazz Chisholm, he gets caught up. There's a pop-up to second. He jogs back to first. Yogging, it's a new thing. It's called yogging. You just run for a little while. Instead of sprinting back, gets caught, gets picked off at first base. Here after the game is Aaron Boone, Yankees manager. The fans are mad. It's Yankees. The Steinbrenners are mad. Everybody's mad. Get mad, Aaron Boone. It's time to get mad.
What was Jazz doing in the second?
So he saw Edwards looking at him, like, you know, thinking, I'm going to swap out the base runner by letting it fall. So he was trying to pressure him a little bit, and that if he did, he knows how it bounces on this to put him in a position to advance. But clearly too far out there, you know, can't get caught there. I have no issue with the initial pressure, because I understand, like, infielders will try and swap you out. But you got to know exactly where you are to be able to get yourself back safely.
It looked like you went down then, down in the kind of below the dugout there to speak to Jazz. What did you say to him in that situation?
Yes, between he and I.
And then very visibly you were talking to Chapman in the dugout. What was that conversation?
Yeah, again, just wanting to make sure, you know, how we're communicating there. And, obviously not a play you want to have happen.
Did you feel like Chapman did not communicate to Jazz effectively in that spot?
No, I think all the cues are there for that.
Is there any consideration of benching Jazz?
No.
Why?
It's a guy trying to make a play. Like, I get it looks bad, and it's a bad play, but it's not a case of a guy that's, you know, dogging it, or, like, it's, you know, just trying to make a play. And, you know, just because it's going bad right now and the world's on fire, I'm not just going to take guys out for giving a crap.
Aaron Boone, Yankees manager, I'm not just going to take guys out for giving a crap. That's a phenomenal line after a guy very clearly dogs it back to first base and is not trying. He's trying to make the play to get to second, but then he's very casually loafing it back to first. That's the good stuff. That's on the Yes Network. Yes, of course, standing for yes, we love it when the Yankees fall apart, because we do on this radio program. It's one of the things we stand for, because we don't have a lot going for us in the baseball department. Squirrels, we want the Squirrels in the playoffs. It's not looking great this year, but they're not out of it either. Big opportunity here. They're on the road for another week. No Squirrels baseball tonight, of course. They'll be back. Orioles, last place in the AL East. Nats, you know, less said about the Nats, the better, as they churn their entire roster here, fly towards another consecutive year of challenging for the first draft pick instead of wild card spot. We have so little. You've got to give us this. Red Sox have caught the Yankees, by the way. Red Sox, red hot right now. And, of course, the Blue Jays are in the lead in the AL East. Wild division. Rays are floating around 500 in fourth place. That's going to be a lot of fun down the stretch, because the Yankees will get hot again because they have talent, which is why we have to enjoy this moment right now while it exists. Because, of course, they'll find a way to get right. But we love the palace intrigue. We love the dysfunction out there in New York. All right, that's two baseball segments. If you're keeping score, that may be the last time we do that for a while, at least until the playoffs. But then it'll be football season too. That may be the last time in this calendar year we do two baseball segments. I'm glad I did it though. I'm not mad about it. Hopefully you're not either. Hopefully you're still tuned in. Hopefully you're ready for AWOD Radio, because it comes at you at noon. That is right around the corner. We'll put a bow on this thing. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to your home, the Flying Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.